Hey, what's good, y'all? It's your boy Kim Bakko here at the Too Easy Podcast.
Hey, oh, sorry. I was on my phone.
Boys lost in the sauce.
Yeah. Shit. Actually, yeah. I'm eating canes right now, so if you hear munching and groaning, that's just me eating. But the cane sauce, fucking bomb. I'm addicted. It's like heroin to me.
Yeah, y'all. We're not sponsored by canes, just a heads up.
We're not sponsored by heroin either.
Maybe. Who knows? But
I know it's one dude. Yeah. joking.
All right, guys. Make sure to go to the corner of...
when you get to Houston, make sure you look for Big Al.
Joking. He's wearing a hoodie and a do-rag. His name's Latrell.
He's on the corner of...
And usually looking around, but somehow... Sometimes when the cops pass by, they end up buying from them too. So it's a corrupt ass city.
We're joking, of course. Don't do that.
If you're hopped up on heroin, listen to this podcast and welcome.
Yeah, this is
probably tripping. You're feeling good.
Yeah, I think this might be a good podcast to listen to while high. Makes you.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Makes you think that you're in the room with us.
If there's any children under the age of 13, ask your mother and your father where children come from. Please, use this opportunity now. Where do children come from, mommy and daddy? Ask them.
Hey, you want to know what I just thought? I thought about saying...
Hey,
oh, that was a stupid joke. Anyway.
Say it.
No, nothing.
Sorry.
Wait. I was gonna be about something about the mom having sex with the dad's friend or something.
Oh yeah, so your mom's definitely having sex with your mom, with your best friend.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Pulling a Jada.
Oh shit! Fucking Jaden Smith. He said, "Fuck! I can just imagine Jaden Smith."
Jaden is still fucked up about it. I guarantee it.
He's in the other room and his mom's getting her ass blown.
Yeah. Have you seen his post lately? Like, all of them.
And then Jaden's, like, not smiling and shit like that. Like, they're all
and
together.
When he does smile, his eyes are just, like, dead inside. You're just like, yeah, something's up with that.
Yeah, and then fucking... Yeah, did you see where Drake is looking at him? No. Or Drake was there? So there was, like, a big-ass party and shit. Drake was there, and then so there's this picture where Drake's looking like this. And nobody knew where that was
oh,
from.
Oh, yeah.
And it was actually August holding Jada from the back. And then fucking Drake's just like... And, you know, he had a song where he's like, I want a Jada Pinkett Roll. You know, fucking, he's like, yeah. I want a Jada. But then he sees what Jada really was like.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, shit. Yeah, man, everybody wants that Will Jada love until they find out what it really means.
Yeah. J. Cole really fumbled the bag when he did that.
Yeah, man. He didn't even know, though. I mean, there's always rumors that they're in an open relationship for years, but, like, nobody really fucking knew. You know what I mean? Like,
if there were rumors, then you shouldn't be.
I don't know. I'm 100% certain. Like, we can all be real.
What's the most, like, what? The longest celebrity couple? The longest lasting, I should say.
The ones that don't talk about it.
True. Oh, you know what? Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. That's the longest one that I ever see.
Oh no, Ice Cube and his wife.
Was she a celebrity?
Huh?
Was she a celebrity?
She was a model. She was more. She had. I'm possibly thinking about Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg was married.
Huh? Yeah, Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube were married. You see, that's what I'm talking about. It's the couples that don't talk about it and the ones you don't see. Those are the longer lasting
relationships. Snoop Dogg does not act married. Like,
oh, no. That's the whole point, though. That's how he gets his big bucks.
Snoop Dogg is just doing whatever.
That's how he gets paid, though.
What is he doing now? He's doing like some
cooking show. He has his own podcast, too.
Yeah, and then he's doing some podcast with... Not podcast. Shit. Some cooking show with
Martha Stewart.
Yeah,
and he also started a lighter. So he also bought Bic, I think.
He bought Bic.
I'm not joking. And they created this, or he bought shares, you know, by the majority of
yeah, it. But he's part owner of
yeah.
it.
We could but he's that. The one that created, him and Martha were the ones that created the longer things for the regular lighters. That way you don't have to, you burn, that way you don't burn your fingers.
Isn't that just it's already, barbecue?
It's, yeah, it, barbecue you would lighter? Say that, but it's the shorter one. It's a little bit of a bigger stick.
That's, oh, the one that looked like mini. A mini blowtorch?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they made those?
Yeah.
That's dope.
And so that way you don't burn your fingers, of course.
I think he's doing Twitch also. Oh, yeah, well, no. Every oh, once yeah. in a while, but...
Yeah, no, he's funny as fuck, too. Check out his Twitch stream, y'all. Mm-hmm. If y'all haven't seen it, that shit's funny as fuck. Yeah.
I still need to see his fucking
thing. Yeah, he's like... He be balling, though. He be really going in, and I know Call of Duty made his own avatar. Made an avatar of him.
Was it Call of Duty, or was it a...
Call of Duty.
It was Call of Duty? Okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was Fortnite for a second.
Fortnite probably did it, too.
They're probably doing it. Speaking of Fortnite, did you hear?
What's up?
They have a new Dragon Ball update coming out in September.
Oh, shit, yeah. Because now fucking, I forgot. So Epic Games is owned majorly by Disney. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, that's why they have, like, a bunch of rights,
and they have rights to all Dragon Ball.
Which is why they have, like, Mandalorian skins.
Actually, a lot of anime. They have a lot of anime. Because all anime that's coming through is going through Fox. Mm-hmm. And the mouse owns Fox. They own distributing rights to Fox, and then they can play around with their loopholes and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But they can actually play with it. I'm just like, man, make a real fucking Dragon Ball Z movie that doesn't fucking suck.
That there was that one Dragon Ball Super, that Dragon Ball movie.
We don't talk about that.
I remember seeing that and thinking, like, even as like a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, that was kind of ass.
Oh, man, I was trying to find ways to, like, make that movie good because I wanted it to be good. That shit fucking sucked.
And then they tried to tease, what's his name in the end?
Piccolo.
Piccolo, yeah, they tried to tease him. And then...
like it was going to be a fucking, you know, fucking Nick Fury comes out. Actually, it was right before Nick Fury, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was before.
It was right before fucking
Avengers.
It was
like 2 or 3 years before.
Yeah. Shit.
Damn, my fucking
Yeah, boy. Boy eating. Yeah, I'm still on my liquid diet. I'm hating it right now.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm down 60 pounds, though.
I'm like 215, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't weighed myself since last weekend.
Guess what I was when I first came down here?
What?
315.
Oh, shit.
315, I ain't fucking joking.
Hey, Willow, what are you doing? Oh, by the way, guys, we got ourselves two new cats. Willow and Milo.
Momo,
yeah. Thank you. And right now they're just exploring the place.
That's what she said.
No. By the way, for those of you that don't know who's in the background, that is Jasmine. Say hi, Jasmine. Up? Hi is fine. You don't have to come in if you don't want to. That was Jasmine, everybody.
Jasmine. But, I think it's a whole bunch of bullshit, but I don't know if you're hearing about the whole Ezra situation.
Oh, yeah.
So,
a new update on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they arrested him. But apparently
they can't find him.
They couldn't find him, but there was a new update that apparently he broke into some random person's house in Vancouver.
What the fuck?
And stole liquor or some shit like that. And I think ransacked the place. I don't fucking know the specifics.
What the fuck?
And then the
this
homeowners
motherfuckers living GTA like yeah. You know, he's living the like fuck, you know, you think you're looking at Andrew Tate or all these fucking motherfuckers, you think they're the fucking motherfuckers living in GTA.
I don't think he took anything besides liquor. And I don't know how the fuck the owner saw him or whatever the fuck, but they specifically described him. And then the police were just like, all right, we know he's somewhere here, so we have to look in this area. And sure enough, they like found him, and then they didn't arrest him, but they gave him like some sort of...
They had to arrest him.
They should have, but I don't think they did, because from what I heard, they only gave him like some sort of some sort of like court summons.
Yeah, didn't he kidnap? Oh yeah, because he's a celebrity. I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened with that deal.
Yeah, like what the fuck? What the fuck happened to that 16-year-old? But I know there's like a supposedly there's a family. So I guess the 16-year-old that he kidnapped, her family was living with him on his property, and he had them living there. But they disappeared. So that it was a single mother and three kids or some shit like that. I don't know. Jesus. So and they disappeared too.
Either he
Is weird.
He probably took them. I don't think he's that much of a sociopath. But I mean,
it
might be getting there.
I don't know, man. This motherfucker, like, you know, Hollywood be fucking crazy. You know when you have to pretend to be people on the daily. That kind of, I guess that fucks with your mind.
Oh yeah. By the way, I read something else about Ezra, that apparently WB is thinking about three options for the Flash movie. Well, for promo, basically. Oh, either option one, they get Ezra Miller, they have him explain like why he did those things and this and that, and do like limited press for the Flash movie. Option two is they cut all ties with him, and
they don't give a fuck about fucking abusers or at least. Amber Heard. And, well, actually, no, they might get rid of him. Finally. Yeah,
like option two is to cut all ties with them, but still put out the movie. And option three is to just cut the movie entirely.
Nah, I don't think they're going to cut the movie entirely.
Nah, it's a big fucking production.
It's like a big fucking movie. Yeah. It's like one of the biggest ones out. They had so much of a big budget, they can't fucking...
Yeah, and then they...
There was so many people in that fucking movie.
It's a good way to... To like revamp the entire fucking WB universe, DC universe. I've been saying this for a while, but Flashpoint is a good way to put in new people, take out old and shit like that.
Yeah, because I mean, they fucking DC waited too long to fucking get this fucking get this world fucking started, and they had good movies. I ain't gonna lie, there's quite a bit of hitters in the fucking DCEU.
Mm-hmm.
But the fucking thing is, man, DCEU or Warner Brothers, man, there's some. They don't give a fuck about the fans. They don't care, evidently.
It's a big-ass fucking company.
It's a company, and I understand they got to make a profit, but guess what? When you're dealing with something that's very fan-orientated, it's based off the fans. Maybe. I don't know if you look over at your neighbor, Disney, they know what the fuck they're doing. There's a reason.
Kind of, honestly. I mean,
give me the first 10 years.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. The first 10 years weren't owned by Disney, so they had no say in it. It was a Marvel exclusive. It was like a small time.
Oh no, I'm not talking about the beginning of Marvel. I'm talking about like when they got bought out by Disney.
The first 10 movies after
the first
Disney.
10 years. Oh, okay, went to, like okay. When Iron Man came out, all the motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, because they couldn't have pulled off what they did with Endgame without Disney, because it's a big ass fucking production.
Yeah, no,
but.
This
new phase, I forget what it was, phase four?
It's getting a little... I like the... Like I said in my other podcast, I like what they're doing, like visiting characters and exploring their past and shit. But,
and they're introducing new characters like that, which is dope. I really appreciate that, but the way they're handling it could be a bit better.
Yeah, like you can smell the wokeness that they're trying to force on it. And just you can smell that shit, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah,
it's nah. Like, there's probably like a couple bangers. Like I said, Loki was a pretty good show. Moon Knight was pretty decent.
Yeah, I enjoyed the shows. I mean, the one thing from the new phase that I didn't really enjoy was the new Thor movie that came out.
We finally saw that movie. Yeah, and we're glad we waited. I'm glad we didn't go in like what everybody does. Like, no, new Marvel movie came out. Fuck. Some blockbuster.
And you want to know what fucking surprised me? It came out like a month ago, but there was still a bunch of people that were going to see the fucking movie.
I mean, it's Thor, though. It's Thor. They remember what's called the last Thor movie.
Yeah, true.
And how funny that shit was and how fucking dope that shit. But
that movie was...
You could tell that shit was rushed like a motherfucker.
It was rushed and the acting was... shoddy at best.
I don't know about that part, but
to me it was
I'm not a critic like that, but
spoilers, by the way, I mean, but if you haven't seen it, then what the fuck are you doing? In the first part of the movie, when fucking Chris Hemsworth was talking with Chris Pratt about, like, family and shit like that, I was like, their acting is fucking terrible. Because Chris Pratt was basically, like, calling it in. It was, like, rushing to the lines. His voice was monotone. And, like, it was
just, I don't know. I just...
And then Chris Hemsworth was, like, speeding it up. Because I was like...
I don't even care about that movie. I know fucking... The goats were pretty funny. Korg was funny.
Yeah,
it was weird how like they explored different fucking gods and shit like that. Or it wasn't weird, but I was just like,
well, they didn't really explore it. They just kind of like showed them.
They showed them, but I'm like, I'm wondering which one's Boss or some shit from the Black Panther. But it's like it's gonna be weird though because it's like, you know, we're always talking about an orgy and shit. I was just like,
yeah, they just, fucking. They comedied like, the shit out of it, and I did not like it.
I didn't like it. I was just like,
because
like,
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see the Black Panther god.
Yeah,
when I was seeing in a fucking orgy.
Yeah, when I was seeing the movie, I was recalling this post that I saw on Twitter that Marvel's is putting a bunch of comedy into the movies and like cutting out drama and shit like that, and it's making it fucking terrible.
Oh yeah,
and I was like. The post was kind of right because there was very little drama and there was so much comedy and it was just like
let's be real Marvel's always had that little smirky type comedy Marvel always had that like little cheap ass
and then the ending the ending was fucking terrible. They just added that little girl for like no fucking reason. She wasn't a part of the comics at all.
And she lifted up the fucking hammer and shit like that.
Yeah,
I was like, this girl's not worthy.
Gord didn't resurrect his daughter, did he? No, he just fucking died.
Yeah, technically he did. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, and then
did.
They didn't fucking explain in detail about the fucking sword or nothing. Yeah, no, it was like oh, man. This is an immortality sword or some shit like that. You have to destroy it.
But fucking was named King Noel, right?
They didn't fucking say it.
They didn't say no, right? Because no.
And they didn't. It wasn't even like a teaser to like Venom or anything like that. It was just like it's a Sword of Shadows or what the fuck, and then just fucking cut out Noel entirely.
I don't know. It was just fucking. There's a lot of bad things about that movie. I'm not gonna sit here and think like I know the shit about movies and shit like that. I just know when I went to go see it, that movie fucking sucked.
It's a 6 at best. That's what I'll give it.
Yeah, I'll give it a 6.
I'm not gonna give it any higher.
You know what I mean? I'll give it.
You
want
to know what I think it was though? I think it's because they were trying to write off the coattails of Ragnarok because Ragnarok had some comedy and people fucking loved it.
But the fucking action was amazing though.
Yeah,
it was like, but then it was just like a repeat of that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, trying to like,
and then they're just trying to do the same exact shit except with more fucking CGI. The CGI was even fucking kind of bad. But it was bad only because they were saving.
It looked cartoonish, right?
Yeah,
you say that shit.
Yeah, but the reason why it looked like that was because they put most, if not all, of the budget into that one scene or that one fight scene. Where they're on that shadow moon or whatever the fuck.
That bullshit.
Because that shadow moon, I'll just fucking call it that, had a lot of like great effects.
Yeah,
I fucking love that fight scene. That fight scene was fucking awesome. I just wished it lasted a bit longer.
And it was weird though that they gave all the little fucking kids powers. I was just like, no the fuck.
Oh yeah, dude, that was so absurd. They pulled like a Shazam or Shazam.
I was like, you can't just hand your little powers out. Like I understand they're worthy by the fucking and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you fucking just threw the hammer at him. I was like, fucking. I was like, this is fucking garbage.
Yeah, and then
it was hot garbage, you know what I mean?
And then they didn't even explain that Heimdall had a kid. They just
I didn't fucking know that.
They just said like, oh, by the way, he has a kid.
And his wife turned dyke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't know this motherfucker had a whole fucking life, you know what
I mean? Yeah. It only showed him, not his fucking family.
Yeah, like fucking
now all of a sudden you have to be attached to him.
You know what I mean? They forced it
so fucking hard.
I was like, man.
I would have given Thor a 4, but fucking Christian Bale, he carried that shit. As a villain, he fucking sold it real fucking good.
Yeah, but that fucking beginning, though, where he's talking to the god, and he finds out there's like no fucking there's just nothingness.
Yeah. When I was like, bro, this is gonna be a good fucking movie.
I had hopes about that shit. And then they missed the layup. I didn't know fucking Thor could talk to his hammers.
Because Christian Bale like lined it up, made it perfect, and then fucking Chris Hemsworth just waffled the fucking thing, and all of a sudden the fucking hammer has sentience and shit like that, and it's like a jealous girlfriend.
I'm like,
what the fuck, man?
I didn't notice. This would have been nice to know like fucking like 10
years
ago.
Yeah, and it wasn't even. I don't even think it's in the comics either that
they can actually talk to his hammer. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
fucking he literally gave his hammer a beer, right?
He gave in the comics Mjolnir does have consciousness, but that's because of some storm cloud that was built into it.
Yeah,
but the other one, Stormbreaker, that one didn't have any sort of sentience throughout the fucking comics. So it's just like they just added that for comedic effect, and it was just.
It was a lot of stupid ass shit, but you know it's all good, man. Yeah. It's fucking. I know I am Groot just came out, so go check that out. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's right. It fucking came out already. Yeah. I've been meaning to see it. I just completely spaced on it.
Yeah, man. Like fucking. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're looking for anything new, Marvel. I mean, I don't know. I just don't. Like I said, Endgame was the last fucking Marvel movie for me. I mean, maybe if you throw in No Way Home.
I want to see where it goes. Right. The one movie that I'm looking forward to, and I hope they don't fuck up for the life of me, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Yeah, I'm seeing some shit about it, and I don't know if you seen that little fucking leaked footage.
I didn't see that, but I heard that apparently MODOK is finally gonna be in there.
Yeah, but supposedly MODOK is gonna. He has a trash ass look.
That he's like
he's more robot than Big Head. He's just like, I'm just like, nah, bro, don't fucking do that shit, bro. Like,
I don't know. I mean, it.
I want it, a big ass fucking giant football head, motherfucker floating. Fucking,
I want to see where it goes, honestly, because they're trying to modernize the fuck out of it. I get that. I respect it. But I hope that they do it justice.
Some shit you just
like leave I hope that they don't do they don't do them like in all chrome or some shit like that and just completely fuck up the look. But
I don't know. We'll see, man. Because they fucked up. My opinion, they fucked up the. They fucked up quite. I don't know. Did anybody see the Ms. Marvel shit? Like, I have not seen that shit.
I saw it. It was pretty good. I liked it.
They were
doing a lot more of, like, the culture than the action.
Yeah.
Which I kind of respect, but just the wokeness.
But now you're seeing, like, a lot more shows that they're doing this now?
They're doing the woke thing. Which I kind of understand.
And probably 20% of me does want to see that. You know what I mean? Probably 20% of me does want to see that. But at the same time, I'm like, come on, dog. It's a fucking action movie. Come on, dog.
I mean, I kind of enjoyed it. I mean, I do think that there should have been a bit more action. Or they should have,
She was, like, fucking around with, like, two different boys or some shit like that, or...
Not really.
Some shit. I don't give a fuck too much, but...
She was fucking around with one boy, and then the other boy kind of had feelings, but never fucking explained it. And then the girl
like a fucking
was
like, simpy boy.
Yeah. Like, they kind of teased it, though, so it's like a...
Yeah, little simpy boy. But anyways, yeah, like, fucking... I just hope they don't fuck up Black Panther now, man. Like, that's the thing I'm thinking now. I'm like, man, they're probably going to fuck up Black Panther. You're going to put some stupid-ass fucking plot in there.
They probably are.
Yeah, I'm like, man, okay, fine. Just Endgame was the last fucking game. I'm just thinking in my head, Endgame was the last fucking game. I'm going to
guarantee this right now. Namor's going to kill fucking T'Challa.
That would be stupid as fuck. I'm going to be mad. Look,
they're going to do that, and then they're going to cut a few years later... Where they have them like in murals and shit like that, and then like what are they gonna do now sort of thing.
You know, I think they're gonna go to the arc where he floods all Wakanda.
Maybe.
And because it looks like you can see the throne get fucking flooded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the throne's all the way the fuck up here. So I'm thinking he puts, like, a whole-ass tidal wave and shit.
Yeah. Either that or it's, like, a dream sort of thing. Like some dream premonition shit. Or something like that.
But I'm just like, man, they better not fucking kill my dog's child like that. Like, fucking... Just fucking have him die of the fucking, you know what I mean?
I know. Die to Namor and shit like that.
Die to fucking Namor, the fucking Aquaman.
Just to announce himself as the big bad.
Yeah, just like.
And Namor wasn't even
he's
like.
He's not even a bad guy.
He's they more actually, like an anti hero.
They actually are homeboys because they're both part of the Illuminati.
He's more of an anti hero. Yeah. So it's just like.
I'm just like, man, like, you fucking chump. And then at the end, they're going to be like, we forgive you. You're like, no, the fuck we don't. He killed your fucking king, you fucking bitches. Kill that motherfucker. Fucking fry his ass like fucking, you know, lemon, what's it called? Lemon pepper. Put some fucking lemon pepper on his fish ass. Let's fucking go. I'm here for the fucking problems. Kill his ass. Fuck no. You know what I mean? I'm just like, fuck no. Fuck that.
They probably kill his punk ass. They probably want to do more with him.
They're going to be like, oh no, we forgive you. It's okay for killing our king. No, fuck it. Kill that motherfucker. He's right there.
Y'all know what I am kind of like not really looking forward to? Like 100%?
What's good?
That hero or that fucking anti-hero that they teased after Ragnarok, fucking Hercules.
Yeah,
towards the end credits.
I'm just like, yeah, this is a horrible ass. Yeah. I'm just like, nah, man, why'd you give him these accents?
I mean, he looks correct. Like, I'll give it that. But, I mean, after that, I'm not really looking forward to it. Based on just how Ragnarok was.
Yeah, like,
I mean, not Ragnarok, fucking Love and Thunder.
That bullshit. But fucking, nah, I was just like, bro, like, fuck that bullshit.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
Nothing. Not watch it.
Sure. Yeah. Pull Morbius.
And fucking, they're gonna fucking have to buy it. You know, Marvel. You know, supposedly, it's been sometimes like if there's a crappy movie they put out, they'll fucking buy the seat tickets to just keep up the image that they're still selling at a high level. You know, they would actually buy their own tickets to make it seem like they're selling at a high level. Supposedly there's like a movie theater, a movie theater, a usher, whatever the fuck you call them, ushers, yeah. Supposedly he said he was recording, he's like, yeah, this is an empty movie theater that Disney bought out. That way he could fill the seats, he said the mouse could fill the seats, he's like. Because Disney's not really, you know, fucking, like, exposing them and shit. Because those were for Captain Marvel. Supposedly, it made $1 billion, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Supposedly. And so, but old boy was recording, it was like, Captain Marvel didn't make fucking $1 billion. They fucking bought $1 billion. They spent $1 billion. To uphold that image that they're selling at a high fucking rate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I understand, you gotta fucking put the image out like, hey, we still the best type shit.
Yeah, I get you.
At that time, they were. I won't lie. Now it's like they're going on the downfall now. Kevin Feige needs to step in and be like, you know what, hold the fuck up. My bad. I'm sorry. Fuck all y'all cultures. That'll be wild as fuck. He comes in office. Fuck your culture. We're here to sell movies, bitches. Oh, man.
But, I mean, I think that's about it in news, honestly. I don't really have anything else. Twitter's kind of dead.
Yeah, it's fucking, All right, what about the Bad Girls thing?
Oh, yeah, I totally spaced on that.
Yeah.
Apparently that WB is, like, trying to get back the girl that was playing Batgirl. Because they're, like, apologizing and, like, being, like, come back because of the fucking Batgirl movie that was canceled.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think she's going to work for them anymore.
But the thing is, none of these actors have any say and shit. Like, oh, no, I'm not gonna do this. Like, true, motherfucker, you got to play ball, bitch.
She was kind of like...
You're a nobody, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now, if you have dignity and money doesn't rule you, cool. That's fine. You know what I mean?
She could easily go to fucking Marvel and find out somebody there. But
at the same time, she flogged the entire network. So corporate wise, they wouldn't get her. They would be like, you see, she's already flogging this network over here. What if she comes over here and fucks with us?
Well, she wasn't like having attitude or nothing like that.
She was just pretty much showing what happened. But still, you don't do that. Either way, like, you don't fuck with the network. Like, you just be like, oh, I'm sorry, guys, this and that, but you leave the fuck alone. That's how these actors make their money, by not fucking with the network. That's why they stay relevant.
Well,
you know what I mean? Yeah, not saying that's what you need to do to play ball. Like, me, I don't give a fuck. You know? I'm not controlled by any company or anything like that. I mean, if Disney wants to buy out our podcast, I'll be like, all right, here you go.
I would be a shill.
I'll be like, fuck it. You know, throw us a couple $10 million
and yeah, we'll throw us a bone.
Yeah, throw us a fucking
bone. And the bone in this case would be like $1 million.
Exactly. So, I mean, the fuck you gonna do? But anyways, yeah, like, I mean, most of these motherfuckers gotta play ball. That's how they stay relevant. Because if not, they're not gonna fucking get no work done, and that's it. And living in California, you gotta at least make fucking how much, like $300,000 to have a sustainable living in California?
I think so.
Like some bullshit like that.
In New York, it's higher, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking New York is horrible. See, you know how the apartments are?
It's like $4,000 a month, I think.
Man, bro, I swear. Like, if you're anywhere near Manhattan, in any of those fucking, those top bureaus.
Like, yeah. Anywhere. And like, if you get $1,000 a month apartment. Yeah, if you manage to find $1,000 a month apartment, man, it's pretty much horrible. Just like a one bedroom, one bath with no fucking windows.
Not even better. It's gonna be a studio fucking apartment.
Yeah, or like you're gonna be
in one fucking room. Like you can take a shit over here and then, let me go cook food over here. Yeah. You're like taking a shit and fucking cooking dinner.
Or like you know in those sitcoms where like they get a ratty ass old apartment and then like. The bitch like super fucking small, like they have that sort of.
The thing is though, their fucking flooding system's horrible there in New York, man.
Well, I mean, so what do you expect? It's been built like since like 18 something or whatever, they kept the old shit, but then just built more on top of it.
Yeah, it's just like
now it's a hassle to actually reach the old things that are broken.
Yeah.
So then they're just leaving it.
Yeah, true that. And so I'm like, man, to live in New York, man, it's impossible. I have a homie that stays in New York. What's up, McCall?
Yes, you're.
But fucking, yeah, I have a homie that lives out there around that way, man. It just tells me expensive as shit, and I don't know. I hear you guys.
I'm sorry.
A bunch of cats out here. All
right,
y'all.
Whole bunch of pussy. Yeah.
Let me go deal with this pussy over here. I'm going to leave y'all to it. Have a great weekend.
Oh, we're cutting it?
You want to cut?
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, yeah, we're just gonna give you a little something.
Kind of tired and shit.
Yeah, we're gonna give you a little taste and then leave you hot and bothered for an entire week until we come back here, alright?
Yeah, we're gonna give you blue balls. Yeah. No, Willow, what are you doing?
You ain't smashing. You had to buy the entire date. You had to pay for a dinner, you had to pay for the movie, you had to pay for gas just to pick her up.
Thank you for the night. Thank you for coming over. You're very sweet. Oh my gosh, you're such a sweet guy.
Yeah. He's like, well, you want to come back tomorrow?
No. Yeah. And then cut to like 2 hours later, and then you're down $300-$400 with your dick in your hand, and you're just like, having a sad night alone.
Yeah. Also, guys, if you do that shit, please, 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 please. Don't
kill yourself. No, just kidding.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, how about no? Just fucking,
no,
just
but
no, like, no. Nah,
split it. I mean, split it. No, unless you have the money. Then,
So thing about that is, always pay for all of it, man. Never leave anything to chance. Pay for 100% of it, but understand that there's also territory that comes with it. Like you can't be, you know what I mean? You can't come in. So this is what I say. When you approach a girl, do not approach her as a friend. Approach her as a future lover. I've been saying this all the time. Never approach her as a friend, because if you approach her as a friend, that's all you're going to be, is a friend. And so that's just how it is, unfortunately, the sad truth, because you're going to be that fucking guy that's you know, her guy friend. He's like trying to get up them cheeks, and then she's over here dating guys left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, when she's like, you know what, maybe I should give old boy a chance. After the streets been used her up,
Like, you know, fucking Forrest Gump.
Oh, man. I love you, Jenny.
I hate that.
I still fucking hate Jenny.
Like, his whole life. His whole life experience, I fucking love. Like, but
just go back to Jenny, that
hole. Oh my gosh. Man. You could have easily found somebody so much better, but no.
Oh my gosh. Man, I hated Jenny, man. Like, fucking. And she came back with AIDS and shit.
You know what? I love you too, Forrest.
Finally, at the fucking end.
And then he has AIDS there too.
Yeah, and he's just gonna fucking die, and that kid's gonna be
The kid's
alone.
Gonna be alone, like in his teens and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
and if she already had AIDS, but while she was having the kid, that means that kid has AIDS. It's fucking. Oh my god! It's just I get it, but gosh damn, man! Like, I did hate that, but at the same time, guys. Listen, understand this and understand it clearly, man. You will always be a friend if that's all you guys are. Do not expect anything, because there's actually a video I saw where this guy flew a woman out. He flew a woman out, I don't know where from, and she didn't want to have sex with him, and he took her ass back to the fucking airport. I'm not even joking.
Oh, my God.
I swear, he literally took her back to the airport. He's like, why are you doing this? He's like, you ain't giving them cheeks. You got to go.
He canceled the flight back.
Oh, wait, he did? Oh, I didn't know. Oh, come here. All right, y'all. Jasmine's joining the podcast, y'all.
Last few minutes. Okay, so what happened with that story was the, he flew her out and also bought the ticket for her to go back. But once she said, oh, you know, I just want to be friends. I don't want to have sex with you. He did not drive her back to the thing. She had to take an Uber.
Oh, no. so he kicked her out of the fucking house?
No,
are we talking about the same one?
Yes.
But he literally took it to the apartment or to the airport, remember?
He did take her to the airport, but he canceled the flight.
Oh!
So she was stuck there.
Oh, word?
Oh. She's like, she texted him, I don't have any money. Too bad.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
But in that regard, I say that's the men's fault. Like, a lot of guys
would
be like,
way too far.
Yeah, no, I say that's a guy's fault.
That's
because,
too petty and too asshole.
Because what's called, first off, you know, if you flying somebody out and if you haven't engaged at all in any sexual context, you guys are like, because she was confused. She was like, what? Mm. And, you know, in that regard, yeah, she was right on that one.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah,
like
a girl's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting a free trip out of this guy. Whoa.
Yeah.
Because if they can, they will do it. And so, and that's where he fucked up at. However,
here we go. And you know what? We're gonna end the podcast here, guys. It's been nice talking to you guys.
However, ladies, we'll
go ahead and continue this next Friday with better topics and longer episodes.
No, we won't.
All right, see you guys. End it.
No. They need to listen. No. They need to know. They need to learn. I need to learn it today.
How are you gonna tell a woman to learn?
You're
gonna
learn today.
We're not gonna be problematic here.
Nah, I'm just playing. But fucking no. So my bad. But ladies, just be real. If a guy's flying you out, let's be honest. We can all be real here. We're all adults. If a man flies you out anywhere, let's be real. He's trying to clap some cheeks. Let's be honest. If he's flying you out, he's spending hundreds of dollars, he's trying to clap some cheeks. Let's be real, ladies.
True.
I'm putting the mic in the middle so everyone can get input. But if a guy flies you out anywhere, he's trying to clap some cheeks. Let's be honest, ladies. Let's not pretend like this is some new age bullshit. Like,
I mean,
let's be honest.
Gay.
Unless that, but then even then. But this is why I say it's the guy's fault, because he didn't initiate, huh?
Pause. If he's gay, I have a gay best friend. That shit would never fly. No. Even friends would not pay for anybody else to come up.
No, they won't.
Expensive. Everybody has to each pay their own way.
Especially if you're friends. But if you're a guy, especially a guy, usually has to pay 100% of the time. Usually. Mm. And so, what's called... Yeah. If he's paying for 100% of the time, he is looking for 100% booty. And let's keep it rolling, 100% raw and funky. Like, he's trying to get it. But at the same time, it was his fault. I say it's the guy's fault because he didn't initiate in any sexual content. Like, I think she posted it on the Shade Room. I guess she sent it to the Shade Room, the text between him and her. And there, it was like real friendly conversation.
Let me record that.
Look at that. Speaking of black pussy, we...
Look what you just did!
She was just getting comfortable, man. Fuck!
Yeah, I'm talking about our cat.
Yeah.
I don't know what are you thinking about?
Because we have two cats now, Momo and Willow. Willow is super friendly, and Momo is not.
Well, Momo, she came from a very uncircumstantial, so she's just comfortable with me. She has to get used to everybody. But the fact is, she let June touch them, so.
Whoa.
It's a big moment. George had to ruin it.
You just have to say something.
Well, welcome to the house of pain.
Just start barking at you.
Okay, turn on the vacuum.
Oh, they're actually not scared of vacuums.
Oh, wait, no, it's dogs, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, it's dogs. They're not even scared of the vacuum, well, the broom, the Swiffer. My cats will just attack it. And this one.
By the way, let's not bring them outside because I've been seeing this one stray cat like outside. It's kind of outdoors. Yeah.
And there's also
not recently. I don't know where the fuck it went.
They're strictly inside anyway. Okay.
All right. Awesome.
If y'all don't know, now you know. Basically,
yeah.
I moved in. So.
And everybody, welcome the jazz attack. I'm over here making them names. All right, but
yeah, no, my cats will be just fine. They're strictly inside. the little one is in heat right now. So if anybody has advice on what to do with my cat, because I've never had this situation where a cat is in heat. I'm surprised, like...
Is there like a spayed and neuter sort of deal for female cats?
Yeah, I actually... Her appointment is next month.
Whoa. Awesome.
Okay, yeah, okay, I got you.
$500.
But yeah.
I don't know any other place that's cheaper.
True.
Houston. Yeah, they're going to hustle you out here. But yeah. So if you got any black pussy out there, just make sure to keep them groomed, fresh, and pampered.
All right, we're going to cut it here.
finally.
Also make sure to pet it.
Thank you.
It's a little too
extra. Bye,
guys. Bye.
Have a good day.
I didn't say we were finished.
Cut it, George.
We're finished when I say we're finished. Hey, kids, tell your mom where you came from.